Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
What's happening?
On August 14th, chaos at JFK Airport. What wasn't real, though, was the threat. There were no gunmen. There was no shooting that night at JFK. Instead, there was most likely a loud noise from an airport bar celebrating Usain Bolt's victory in the 100-meter dash. And we've got something of the same sort of story at LAX, the West Coast airport in Los Angeles, this past Sunday night.
Ground, this is United 488. Apparently there's an active shooting in the terminal. Can you please advise us what's happening?
Yeah, we can confirm that there's people running in the streets here.
Confirm what? Well, there certainly were people running in the streets. Stampedes, people running onto the tarmac, major delays because a false report of an active shooter caused, again, most likely by a loud noise, according to the Los Angeles Police Department, a noise that had nothing to do with shooting at all. Terrence Young is hoping to design airports that put a stop to these kinds of events. He's an aviation and transportation design director at Gensler and is currently designing a new concourse at LAX and San Francisco, among others. Terrence, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, Terrence, what are the particular problems in quick movement of people in situations like this? Since 9/11, all of the design of airports has gone into the supposedly efficient movement of people through security lines onto airport concourses and then onto their flights and onto their journeys. But in these kinds of situations, it seems like all of that is working against safe, movement of people.
That's an interesting perspective. It's true that since 9/11, the airport design has radically shifted. The checkpoint design in particular is something that has been something that is in evolution, and even so much as the projects that were done 5 years ago and the projects that I'm doing today, the checkpoint design is constantly evolving because the designs are trying to keep a step ahead of what we call current threat levels, right? And as the threats change, the design is trying to adapt to them as quickly as possible to do all things. And as you say, the situations at JFK and LAX were really an issue of getting information to the people and getting information out to the authorities so that they could handle the circulation, handle the people, tell them where to go. And when I think of the both of those situations, I think that the training of the people conspires to work with the design of the building in order to move people in the right direction and give them the information that they need.
Are panic incidents at an airport incompatible with the bottleneck nature of the checkpoint design as you describe it?
I wouldn't say it's incompatible. The checkpoint design is evolving, and what we try to do is create a checkpoint that works with the guidelines that the security people bring to us. And our job, the architects and the planning of the design, is really trying to do two things. It's trying to make the design efficient for 99.9% of the time when people are traveling, which is to say to keep people safe, to keep people secure, to get them more efficiently moving from the land side, the non-secure side, to the air side. And that is something that is evolving. We're designing checkpoints now that are, like I said, that are different than 5 years ago even. And
well, we could really talk for an hour about this because it seems to me a shooting incident or a panic incident on one side of the security line is a completely different incident than one that takes place on the other side of the security line.
Sure. Well, I think the checkpoint is meant to keep any kind of incident happening on the other side of the line. The land side of the line is to keep weapons, to keep any kind of bomb or any kind of device from getting onto the air side, and it's very efficient at that. So,
but in the JFK case, there was no bomb. There was just a sound coming from, I presume, a bar that was on the other side of the checkpoints.
Right.
And so you have to assume that there was a weapon that made it through the checkpoints.
Well, that's the assumption. And of course, what happened was there was a loud noise because there was a bar celebrating. And so people's reactions are really what can't be designed into it. The thing that helps people feel secure and comfortable is information, right? So I'm going to go back to the way we design airports these days is to create as much clarity as possible so that people feel comfortable. As we found that a safe airport, an airport that is designed to bring comfort, we are using hospitality, we're using visibility. Like in San Francisco, if you're coming through the checkpoint, you can see beyond the checkpoint. It's not a labyrinth. You're entering into a space where you can comfortably put on your shoes and wait for somebody else. The idea is to give as much comfort and, frankly, delight and information to a traveler so that when someone is looking nervous, when somebody is acting suspicious, they stand out more in a crowd of people that are actually comfortable. So the design considered from an architectural standpoint, designing a building that allows travelers to be more relaxed and comfortable, then threats are more easily identified.
Terrence Young is an aviation and transportation design director at the firm Gensler. He spoke to us from NPR West in Los Angeles. Terrence, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.